A little-known park on the south side slopes of Pittsburgh has incredible views to go with its steep climb, but invasive plants have kept the park from being enjoyed fully. Reporter Andrea Lorien visited recently to learn about a collaboration that's clearing it up.
Hillary Steffes has nothing but glowing things to say about her coworkers.
They're very nice and they're very friendly coworkers. It's nice to kind of tag team projects with them.
To be clear, some of her coworkers have hooves. Steffes is the chief goat herder for Allegheny Goatscape.
I am the chief goat herder. Yes, that's my title.
Allegheny Goatscape is one of several goatscaping organizations across Pennsylvania, using goats as landscapers thanks to their ability to scale steep hills and eat plants that shouldn't be there. For the past 6 years, Allegheny Goatscape have been working with Friends of Southside Park in Pittsburgh to clear out acres of dense invasive plants, mostly knotweed and porcelainberry, which have kept parts of the park from being enjoyed by the public. Volunteers come in after the goats are finished to pull up invasive roots and plant new native species.
The Friends of Southside Park has just been diligent in slowly but surely beating back the invasives and then planting native trees in their place.
That's Gavin Deming, executive director of Allegheny Goatscape. It's not an easy process, as the invasive plants are extremely difficult to get rid of, but there are now visible signs of progress.
The best part about working here at Southside Park over the years is just to see the progression of beating back the invasive species and then the replanting of trees that are meant to be here, native trees, and just to see that it's working.
At the end of July, Friends of Southside Park held their annual Goat Fest, a way for people to meet the goats and see the work that's been done so far. Kitty Vagley of the Southside Flats got involved with the Friends of Southside Park project several years ago, thanks to a friend in city planning.
Little did I know that we'd be running a giant goat fest.
Decades ago, the land was the site of coal mines and barrel and brick factories. A dozen residential homes stood here as recently as the 1950s. In the late 1800s, the Keeling Coal Railroad ran partly underground, right through what's now Southside Park.
That's why 21st Street is so wide, because there was a railroad running down the middle of it, carrying coal for decades and decades.
Steffes said the evidence of the park's industrial past can be found in what's called the Jurassic Valley, an area thick with overgrown invasive vegetation.
So we're standing in front of a hillside that is very steep and filled with clean fill, essentially. So there's tons of bricks from the old infrastructure that used to be here. And the goats used to go all the way up to the top of the hill. We're now about 30 feet below the top because at this point they've replanted and stuff. But as the goats were here, they were unearthing all of this debris.
You can't even see what's going on because it's just so thick. And the goats, again, because they're eating things down to the nub, they let us see where the trees are, so we're not breaking our ankles trying to figure out what the next step is. They expose the ground and all the dangers on top of the ground.
As chief goat herder, Steffes sets up the sites, makes sure there's no poisonous plants in their grazing area, and checks on them each day. There are four teams of goats working around Pittsburgh.
We bring them these buckets of water, we make sure the fence is still up, that everyone's okay, and just drive around from site to site.
Deming said the goats will stay in one area for weeks at a time, mostly grazing at night. The herd stays safe thanks to the protection of both an electrical fence as well as a guardian donkey. In this case, one named Hobo. Why use a donkey?
Donkeys have an innate dislike of canines. And so many of our spaces, even though we don't necessarily see them, many of our spaces that we work have coyotes around.
This year's Goat Fest was the most popular one yet. Matt Klempa made a trip up from Wheeling, West Virginia to see them.
I have a house with a big backyard, and I wish I could get some goats.
But for Steffes, the event was more than just a celebration of her furry coworkers.
It's kind of a bait and switch. Tons of people actually just don't know about Southside Park. You've got the valley, it's an abandoned incline. You've got the Sterling Street steps, a view of a bridge, and another river valley, and the Cathedral of Learning. So I'm really excited that people are seeing the park, and that was actually the whole point of this, was to get people into the park. That's why I like this restoration project. It's very empowering. You can tell that it's working.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andrea Lorien.